Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away. How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
And this is Bill.
And today is Sunday, July 10th, 2011.
It's episode 369.
Y'all.
Y'all. And that's not a prime number.
Y'all, it's kind of cloudy now outside. I wonder what happened with that.
It's still hot as shit.
It is so hot, y'all. Last night when we walked out, I walked out when George came to pick me up, and I was like, oh, thank God I wore shorts, because I was going to wear jeans.
Do you wear Dornier shorts?
I did not wear Dornier shorts.
Not to Jackhammer.
I wore cargo shorts.
There was someone on the bus on the way here that had the largest package ever.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Was it hot?
And he thrusted it in the air, too.
Yes.
Damn. It was one of those, like, oh.
And it was like, pff, like
no,
that.
It was like.
No,
oh
yeah, he had underwear on, but it was still
nice.
It was an older,
well put together gay man with some plaid Madras shorts.
There's some cuties on the bus,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And a baby too,
a really adorable baby.
I was waving when I came home from work on Friday on the bus. There was a baby in a stroller, and he was real little. I mean, when he waved, he was like, you know, going like the typical baby vibe where they just move their
like
fingers,
clasp their hands,
yeah. Uh-huh. And I was. Like, you know, waving at him, and his mom was like,
don't
like
you
looking
touch
at me. Like, were you trying to molest my
kids? You and parents.
And I'm nice to kids. I like kids. What was I going to say?
You look like a pedophile. That's why.
I do. I have to show you my college ID.
Oh,
it's so bad. It totally looks like I just got straight out of my van with no windows in it to go get my photo taken for my ID and then molested like 10 children on the way.
Nice.
I went out last night to the Jackhammer, and I was this close. I was at the door to go downstairs, and I did not do it. I pulled away.
Have you still never been actually down there?
I have not been down there.
Oh, you should at least go down there.
No, I can't.
Why?
I just can't bring myself to do
it. I've been down there twice and didn't do shit. The first time there was no one there.
I didn't want to take my shirt off.
I was there.
Oh, because it was dress code night.
Yeah, and you have to, and they make you take your shirt off like right there where all the light is. I'm like, I'm not into that. Can't we go into a little bit darker before we do that?
No.
But I was really close to getting in there, but I didn't go.
Yeah, I still be a little nauseous thinking about the Jackhammer.
Oh yeah,
from 4th of July.
We haven't recorded since then, right?
No,
y'all, we had an epidemic.
That is an understatement.
No. I feel bad for my toilet. Jesus Christo.
We had an epidemic that was really bad. So we all went to, well, what do we do the day before that? We just met up at your house, right?
You mean on 4th of July or the third?
No,
Sunday.
Sunday. I didn't.
No,
we just met.
No, the day that we went.
You just met us at, you and Lauren met us
at your house,
my house to go to that party.
Right.
Yeah. And Josh and who else was there?
Josh and Kevin.
And Keith.
And Keith.
And
Micah.
And there's a bunch of people there. Anyway, we met them. So, yeah.
Awkward pause. Like, 5 gay babies were just born.
Ricky just keeps looking at me, and I'm like, I can't laugh. It'll be inappropriate in this spot, because people will think it's about them, but it's about your face.
Right.
Hey, do you know this person?
Because
he sure is cute.
He is. Is he...
Again, exciting for your listeners.
Is he joining the...
No, my personal.
Hey.
I know.
So anyway, back to the the story.
Back to our epidemic.
Yeah, so we went to a cookout that none of us knew who the hell these people were except for Josh.
Except for Josh.
And he only knew them because of...
One guy.
Yeah.
And we get there like 2 hours late.
Yeah.
And we all bring a side dish for a potluck.
And it wasn't like we just showed up and like started eating their food or, you know, it wasn't like we did that. It was like we showed up, we brought our own food, we brought our own booze.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we were nice guests.
Bradley and I tried to make friends.
We did. And everyone else was over in the corner.
No, Ricky joined at the
end. I was social. I tried to be.
You did.
Because there was conflicting personalities there.
The Sharks and the Jets were there.
Yeah.
The Sharks and the Jets.
So I, you know, I'm not a person that chooses sides. I'm friends with everybody, except for if you're a big asshole.
So then after that, we got back on the bus and James and I live closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we all decided that we'll just go back there to drop off the food because I made like an ass ton of apple salad and like, by God, that shit was not going to...
No.
We're not at that part of the story yet.
I know.
But it's going to...
I can't wait.
But what sucks is people aren't going to be able to see that. But
no, we'll be able to describe it.
There's no pictures. It never happened.
But we sure do have video. We'll make a video.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I
like your hair like that. It's cute.
I know.
What?
He doesn't like it his like hair.
Right, I think it's cute.
Oh. He's not liking his hair.
I feel like I'm... Well, now it looks like I'm a headband. Anyway, back to what we're actually trying to talk about.
So really quickly, though, should we do something else first?
What?
Well, they can wait a little longer to see
this right here.
We've been...
Oh, this is going to be last minute, like right before we say bye.
Okay.
We can just tease them. we'll play the Ricky game. We're gonna cock tease them until the
right.
end.
Right, mm-hmm. That's what we're gonna do.
So we go to our house and we're trying to figure out what the hell we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of early, but it's late,
and we had been drinking already.
And we're like, we don't really want to go to Boys Town because
my ride's here.
Because that was just too far, you know, to go.
Right,
and then we didn't want to go to. You're gonna go to Big Chicks, but then that's even harder, farther to go.
Mm-hmm.
So like, well, why don't we just walk to? Shut up.
Really, honestly, though, we're like halfway in between both Jackhammer and then to Big Chicks.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Just putting that out there.
But we decided to walk to Jackhammer, though.
Could you walk to Big Chicks from your house?
Yeah, we totally could.
Oh.
No, Bradley.
Because y'all...
It's within two stops.
Y'all. Within two stops of the red line.
Right.
Not a bus.
Or the brown
not
line.
The bus.
Well, the two stops of the bus is two blocks.
Y'all, Brad will drag your ass on a sidewalk for 50 miles because he refuses to get on a bus to go to the next stop or the two stops after.
Okay, I do want to, in my defense, between like the Argyle, Bryn Mawr, Berwyn, all this, there's like four blocks in between each of those stops.
Yeah, but when you have been drinking, those four blocks are like
faster.
Eight blocks.
Either way,
it does not.
It is shorter to walk.
We have to talk about what happened that night too.
Yes. So Ricky can never complain again about being lonely. because it's all his damn fault. So we decided to go to Jackhammer because we can walk there.
Mm-hmm.
So we all go to Jackhammer.
Yep.
And we walk in. It's not what we expect.
No.
There's a little,
of like folk singing going on.
Open mic karaoke with fat guy guitar, fat girl drum singing. They're not bad.
No.
She was good.
Yeah.
She was a good singer.
But it was not really what we were expecting, which is fine. It was early. We thought it was end early.
Because it's the Jackhammer.
So there's no one there too. So we thought bored. Everyone wanted to leave. And I'm like, I am going to drink, mm-hmm. and if we're leaving, I'm going home.
All right.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then everybody said, okay, we'll stay.
And then
because
we
what
had,
Bill says?
I'd not say that out loud. That's what I was thinking.
No, you totally said it out loud.
Did I?
Yeah, well, you were on the motorcycle. Remember Josh was like behind you?
I remember that, yeah. That's before we started drinking.
Josh riding bitch.
Right.
Yeah, where he belongs. So basically, they have these cheap Long Islands that then for no extra fee they will mix other fruit liqueurs into it and pucker shit for free to make it flavored.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kept giving us watermelon and strawberry Long Islands.
Mm-hmm.
I had three. I don't remember being at home.
You don't remember getting one.
You had four.
I had three.
Yeah, you had a plain one and then two watermelon ones,
yes,
right?
Yes. So on the way home...
You're not the only one drinking that much.
No.
Someone else tried to keep up with the gay boys.
Yes.
I don't know. We won't talk about it
too
much.
Yeah. Because, you know, we were all sick.
Right.
So anyway, we walk home. Ricky and I walk home so that the other people could take cabs because we just all couldn't fit in the cab and we're like, well, we might as well.
And we're dumbasses because we didn't wait for the bus. I don't know why we did not wait for the bus, but I'm kind of glad that we didn't wait for the bus.
Well, if we would have waited for the bus, you would not have had your misconnection. Mm-hmm. Did you truly have a misconnection since you text messaged me and said, were we on Clark when we met the boy on the bike? Yes, friends. Ricky and I are walking down the street at 3:00 in the morning, and a cute boy on a bike drives by. We look at him. Ricky says something like sexually rude.
Well, it wasn't sexually rude. No. I said, that's a cute hipster boy.
Then we laugh because the guy heard him,
mm-hmm.
got to the end of the block, turned his bike around, and then drove right up to us and basically made small talk.
Right.
And I think he would have come home with us if we wouldn't have said that there were 16,000 other people crashing at my place.
Because Bill was like, he was trying to sell me up. He was like upgrading me. He was like, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to let you guys talk and I'm going to walk right over here.
I said, I'm not going to cock block this.
The guy was super cute and his name was Jose and he was like a Hispanic hipster and he was really cute.
And he has a boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, as we were talking, he's like, well, you know, I'm not trying to go home, but I do have a boyfriend. So, I kind of feel bad or whatever. He goes, but you're really cute and can I have a hug? I was like, okay. So I gave him a hug. He was like, all right, thank you. And then, so I sure did.
Meanwhile, so I'm at home,
right,
helping people get into bed, making sure they're not dying on me.
So then we get home.
James is being mama.
So then we get home, and that's where I forget. I don't remember.
Actually, poor Bill was already stumbling home, and he was already kind of like, you know how like when you're drunk and you go from the point of, oh, I know what I'm doing and I can walk to,
shit, I don't even know where I am.
I can barely walk and I can barely make a sentence. He had already gotten to that point by the time we got around to the block to where your house is.
Yeah.
It was like a decent walk and that I worked that alcohol through that blood system. It probably would have been fine if he would have taken the cab.
So we get home or to your house. And then that's when, like, people are, you know, getting to bed. Some people are sick. They're not feeling good. James is getting things done.
I had Josh and Lauren with me. I was putting them both to bed, and I was making sure they both drank some water, you know, did all the good stuff to make sure that their hangover was less impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. And Josh looks up at me. He's like, why are you like a mom?
Yeah. Which was, and then so Bill and I, first of all, we made a better decision not to stop at White Castle.
We were going to stop
at
White Castle.
We were there. And he was like, I was like, don't you want to stop over there? He's like, we have to cross the street. And I don't know if I want to do that. So we had food at home at your house because we had went to that potluck or whatever. So we get there and Bill, let's fast forward a little bit to the next morning. Bill wakes up and he's like, when did you guys put my apple salad in the freezer?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, what? You did.
You did.
You're the person eating it. He goes, I didn't eat that.
Yeah, you did.
You ate a lot of it. So anyway, go back to the night.
So the night before.
The night before.
I walk in on you guys in the kitchen. You guys are talking. And Mr. Bill's drunk, sassy, kind of, I'm the man.
He's like, there's apples on the floor right there, right there, and right there.
And I'm just like, okay.
You picked him up, didn't you?
But I did because you could hardly stand.
This is the best part about this whole situation, which... which Bill did not know that this was going on. He had his shirt off in front of everybody, and he does not do that
at home.
At home. I do not do that.
Well, you had your shirt up at the jackhammer, but you said it was kind of dark, so that's okay.
No, I remember that.
But he was... So, all right, you guys, imagine Bill holding this huge bowl of apple salad.
It's literally like it's a big old mixing bowl.
And so he's got a spoon and he's like digging in it and he's eating it. And so James comes in to talk to him for a second and he sticks the bowl down and he has a spoon in his mouth and he's like, mm-hmm. And then he takes his thumb. And imagine like that you're going to like do your thumbprint on a desk. He takes his thumb and sticks it on his nipple and then just pushes his arm away. And we're like,
I don't even know what that
means. Ripping it off, like yeah. He's pulling it.
And
out.
He said he was like, "No," like, and we're like, "What?" And I was like, "I'm done. I'm gonna lay down."
Oh, one of my favorite things.
Oh, this is so funny.
Before they even
stayed
got
with you
there,
the night before.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. So you stayed with us the night before, and I gave you one of my pillows to sleep with and everything, mm-hmm. and. I put Lauren and Josh to bed, mm-hmm. and
which Lauren's in a different room.
Lauren's in the back room, and mm-hmm. you and Josh were on the sleeper sofa on the front. And I,
this is sorry. Like, it's really funny.
I go and Ricky's like, "Where's that pillow I slept on last night?" I'm like, "Lauren's got it," and he goes, "Can I have it?"
I was still surprised when I woke up that I had all of my pillows too. I'm like, there are
like four
multiple people staying at my house and I still have four pillows.
So the next morning, everyone's waking up and throwing up all over the place.
Keith comes over. We're trying to find somewhere.
You know why Keith came over? Because he left his underwear.
At his address. And then Bill's like, "Ricky, you should put on his underwear and stretch them all out and have them all worn out when he gets here.
Just wear them."
No, yes. You guys were... I dry heaved either at night, right? Not
you dry heaved at night, and then in the morning...
I didn't do...
We had the ass of fury of Josh.
And then everyone else was actually puking. But yes, Josh...
By the way, I was fine.
I think... okay. Well, my situation, I wasn't hungover because I woke up fine, but then mm-hmm. I started to get a really bad headache, and I think it's because I didn't really sleep on a pillow.
Well, I think it was also because...
Rude.
And I had a really bad headache.
None of
and
us woke
started,
up until noon.
Right, and we hadn't eaten.
And then we didn't eat because we were trying to figure... We were going to eat... You're going to have Mexican delivered, but they're open all the time, but they decided to close for the 4th.
Right.
Then we were going to order Papa John's because I had a coupon.
And then Bill almost died.
Because they don't deliver to our new house.
That's what we think about that.
F you, Papa. F you.
And what do we end up doing?
We got a Pizza Hut.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's right. And some people went home or to wherever else they were going.
And then...
helped. And then we all went.
What? James helped.
I didn't say.
Oh. Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I did. Yeah. And then we all went to go see.
Well, before that, I want to say, because I was talking earlier in the morning, I was like, "You guys, you don't want to hear me puke because I am allowed." You know, we were talking about
Because I'm not like dainty.
I would rather chop off my arm than puke.
And I was like,
"Cry." And then here I am, like an hour and a half later, and I'm like, like just like super loud.
Yes, you were, and you were. Like, it was like gutter. It was like. And then
you went back to sleep on the couch. And we were in the living room watching a TV or watching a movie, and we could hear you snoring. And by the way, our apartment's really
huge.
Big. It's long, like and
like your uncut soul.
Hey,
y'all! And this is a wineless. This is a it wineless is. Podcast, which
we
is
had
good.
Our Slurpees though.
Yeah, and I have my Mountain
Dew.
You got
your deal. You did the deal.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, yes. We lost our train
after
of thought.
The
no,
oh,
then we went to the movie.
Then we went to the movie to see X-Men.
No,
we saw
what the hell did we see?
Went to
3D
XD.
what did we?
Transformers.
Yes. That's so sad.
Y'all don't drink. Guess what happens? You forget shit.
Transformers was exciting because you got to see the city in which we lived in and get blown.
That was really
to
fun.
Shit.
It was
if
nice.
If you're in Chicago, definitely go see it because it is really fun to just be like,
I didn't know where in the hell most of the stuff was. I know where the Trump Tower and all that stuff is, but when they were down like on the main roads, really? I knew one of them was like at the underground highway that goes under. Is that Wacker?
Lower
that
Wacker.
Goes under. And
the
I
bridge.
Knew that.
Did you see the bridge part right there? When mm-hmm. Do you remember that part where
they had
Bumblebee almost got
right?
Mm-hmm. And that part is right at the end of Magnificent Mile on the or before the river. It's like a few blocks away from my work.
Okay. Oh yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah.
The only thing that I didn't like. I know you said this already, but that train that was in there that was all destroyed did not look like a CTA train. Or a metro train, or it didn't look like an Amtrak train either. So So they fucked that up.
It looked like it was a blue line.
They have those trains. No.
It was not a CTA.
It wasn't an L. It wasn't an L. It was a Metro CTA. It was a
Metro?
It was a Metro kind of train. Yes, it is.
But Metros are two stories. That was not a two-story train.
All of them are.
All the Metros are two stories.
Okay.
Because they're commuter trains.
You're both pretty.
Yes. And I am
prettier. I'm right. I bet you've lived here longer. Out of all three of us.
Who's been on the Metro more than you? Me.
Me?
The Metro?
Yeah, I've been taking the Metro from Aurora all the time. I did.
Every day?
Oh, like my God, children.
You best believe this desk is saving your life because it's between us.
Rude.
Turn me back on.
Oh, I'll turn you on.
No, you won't.
Wait, apparently we've been doing that for a while now. So.
No, remember, you're not my type anymore. You're too thin.
Oh, yeah. And you're too fat.
Yep. I'm busting out.
Oh. So how long have we been recording?
20
minutes. All right. What else we got to talk about?
Well, we can talk about.
Let me update here. Let me see. Y'all, we have all the names for the drawing.
Yeah.
In a hat. And there's about, I don't know how many, 20 something.
There's a good amount.
This isn't updating for me. Wait, there we go.
Blam.
Do we want to do a link now?
Oh, if you have more than one, yes.
I hear people. I hear you. Do you want to do the one Joe did? Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
You're not supposed to watch these links until the show.
I had to pull it up. Oh, my God, Joe. Sorry. Okay. Do it.
Okay. Click it. So we need theme music for this if we're going to keep doing this, right? We'll have to have a theme.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, first of all, by the name of the URL, I am not interested already.
What is it?
Pigboyslut.tumblr.com.
Everyone, we asked for links to be sent to us that we have not seen.
I'm shivering.
And we're supposed to have our first reaction. Have you seen this?
No. Okay. It just pops up with a screen snapshot. I'm like, ugh.
So this is going to be our first reaction. And here we go.
Please turn your radios down.
I will post the link on the notes.
Oh. You are to hit play.
Yes, you have to hit play.
We have to go through with this.
Oh my God.
Have you unmuted it?
Do you think that's going in his mouth or beside his head? Oh my God! I think James is really gonna throw up. And Ricky, you're gonna. Oh my God! I really think Ricky is going to vomit. Oh my God! Oh, and the winner is
fuck you, Joe.
Oh,
yep. Oh, good Lord.
I need to breathe.
That's too much. I need some water.
Y'all are gonna have, I'm not even gonna describe that. You're gonna have to live on the show lane.
You have to go to this. It's not safe for work.
Unless you work at a sewage factory.
Sorry, Lauren, if you're trying to take a nap. Don't make stop it, Ricky.
Oh, I need a drink.
Get your dew on.
You want to do the winner?
Did you? I want to talk about it because did you see?
Dude, he just needs to eat fiber.
No, you. If he would eat any less fiber, it would have been all over his face and his chest.
His butthole was inside out. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was like kind of, it looks like
he was prolapsing.
It looks like a road cone coming out or something.
A road cone. Oh, I thought you said road cum.
He was chewing on it at one point.
I had to turn away.
Oh, God.
I
your reactions would are die. The, your reactions are the best parts.
We should have recorded us.
I can't wait for a next one.
Oh my God.
Y'all, but
that's disgusting. So this review.
So oh, did y'all see the new Penny?
No.
The new backs of the pennies? Isn't that cool?
Is it like Captain America?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Isn't that neat?
All
right,
cool.
So y'all know we had a contest, right, for $25?
Like 2 weeks ago.
We had a $25 gift card to wherever you want, just as long as we can buy it for you.
Yeah.
Buy it for you. Oh, should we read the reviews
and thank
that are
you. And thank you for posting.
Do we have new reviews?
Yeah, we have new reviews. Yeah. Let me get them. Let's see here.
You guys really care about money.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you pay people to listen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Who's Little Fatty?
The Little Fatty Cast was the original show that Big Fatty was on, and then it stopped, and then he continued his own because he was always known as Big Fatty. So the Little Fatty Cast, they do a live show every now and then. They're on hiatus right now, but oh my God, what is wrong with my iTunes?
We'll talk
about what was the last one we did?
Someone's rustling paper. On
I'm stroking the winners.
Mm.
Don't get a
so. Apparently, Joe in Dallas thinks you're a big old dirty boy.
Oh.
So dirty. This shit will work.
We talked about P Job, the pink or brown.
We talked about the positive addition. We read the new cat moose in North Carolina, right? Let's read his because I'm not for sure if we read his or not.
So, new cast, but still great. A podcast that's been around for a long time. Sometimes changes over the years, but it always has been good. The current cast, Ricky, James, and Bill, have great chemistry. James and Bill, the newest people on the podcast, are great. Ricky brings a southern charm that is delightful. This is sometimes serious, often funny, always entertaining. This is a must-hear podcast.
Oh, yeah. I read that one last time.
Five stars.
Oh, okay.
Snaps.
Try BHS.
Bill, you can read this one because I am going to need to read this one.
You're going to have to make it bigger.
Oh.
Hey, y'all. Make it bigger.
Nope.
Control. Command. Oh, it's control. Control. Sorry.
Hella Good by Brian. 5 stars. Ricky and James with sidekick Bill fill our time in the car on the weekends. Keep up the good work.
Brandon.
Brian in Connecticut.
Needs more bowel.
I can't get it to.
Struck back. Struck it back.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy, you like that.
You sound like Blue.
From Blue.
Speaking of which, last time we recorded, we were over there. Oh, we talked about it on the second show.
Right.
Right. Never mind.
Sorry.
Okay, so we have another one from Freddie, who has been listening to podcasts forever and a day.
He's by the way, I have a question for Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get fingered?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
He totally gets.
Horrible movie.
Him and Jed, they're so cute. They have two little boys.
Oh,
they're really cute. You want to see pictures of them real quick?
Yes. Well,
we can do that in between shows.
Yeah.
No, because I want y'all to see. I want to hear. Well, I'm not logged in, so we're gonna wait.
I want to hear how cute you think.
So this is from Freddie, 5 stars, and it says needs more fowl. Foul Monkeys moved to Chicago, kicked the stale and the nuts of the Florida-based show. And has reinvented the fresh, fun, and foul of its glory years. The hot guy finally found the funny guy that can keep up with him. Good job, Ricky and friends.
Mm.
Wait, what? Am I the funny guy?
Yeah. And I'm the hot one. Hi. You're like, I'm not used to that.
I don't know how I feel about this. I'm always the pretty one.
Then you guys can read the last two.
Rude. All right. So funny from Paul 760-701-2279er. You people make my day. As a straight listener, you guys make me laugh my butt off. Please keep it up and keep telling tales of your Chicago adventures. Paul.
Thank you, Paul. I always forget that we have like
straight listeners.
Well, straight male listeners. I know we have straight female listeners, but
they don't count.
I want to know how many. Well, Germer Sticks. Germer Sticks is a straight listener.
Mm. Let us know.
Love him. He may be coming out to Vegas.
Of course.
Of course he will.
He is.
Are you sure there's going to be enough room for you, Nessa, and Drummer Stick?
Well,
there's plenty of room on the floor for
Nessa.
At least
you can hang out in our
bed. Well, he already likes Vag, and she has one, and then I'm thinking
that's true.
I'm thinking it's like a gateway drug. You and I might just need to go see a showgirl show or something while
Speaking of which, on the next show, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about my sister's visit.
Oh, okay.
We went to a burlesque show and it was awesome.
Like a real burlesque with females?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
I didn't know they had those here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's like a huge burlesque community here.
There was one that did the Mario thing.
There's Boobs and Goombas.
Yeah, Boobs and Goombas.
That's a Super Mario Brothers burlesque. There's a
is it expensive?
No.
It's $15 ahead of time, $20 at the door, but we got them for $5 because we know lesbians.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do it.
But apparently.
It's fun.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the next show, but it's really awesome.
You'll have
awesome.
To read that one or make it bigger. So.
And then the next one is from Miss Kathy Bacon.
Hey.
Hey, she sends you money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Kathy.
She sent money for the last contest that we had.
I love the first line on this.
Hold on. Why are you getting your tits up?
I'm not excited.
I think he likes when Kathy must message because he's all playing with his nipples.
I know,
well.
Right?
Diarrhea, 5 stars by Kathy. The title has nothing to do with the review. I only listen to the intro. Okay, so that's a lie. I personally live and work in an environment where everyone dares to judge everyone else. When I listen to a little bit of snark, it's like I can only imagine saying that to myself or to someone who has either been rude or snubbed me in some way. It's kind of like a little guilty pleasure because I prefer to be kind than to hate it all. Novella.
Aww. We love Miss Kathy Bacon. She's a big supporter of a lot of podcasts, and she's going to be in Vegas. So we'll get to meet her.
Yay.
We'll actually get to hug her if she's into hugs. She'll be
into my hugs.
Mm.
So who's going to pull the who's going to pull the winner out of my snatch?
As the funny guy, I think the hot guy should do it.
Oh.
Go ahead, Phil.
Yes. Go ahead, Rick.
In your face. Don't do it. Just hold it.
You're trying to put him on mute, but you're
both of you, because you both should not have laughed.
I will both. Then.
My feelings are hurt.
All right, y'all. I got my hand in the hat. Let me look away so it's not like I'm cheating.
Pull on a corner.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
are we ready?
And the winner is
next episode.
Moose in North Carolina.
Hey,
that's because we reread his podcast,
right?
His review to him.
Get it, Moose.
So, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of generous. Maybe I should do a $10 one to somebody. Do a second runner up.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I?
Sure.
All right.
Guess what, y'all?
So,
wait. Let me put it back.
Because we love you that much.
Wait, you're...
I know. Just pull the fucking thing. Just pull the fucking thing, and then I'll put...
He looks retarded.
then I'll put the headphones on.
Are you ready? Second person, $10.
And the winner is...
Our straight male listener, Paul 760-701.
Yeah. 2-9er.
So you guys email us foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com and let us know what you prefer, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. And we'll send it to you and do all the good stuff.
Yes.
You can also follow us on Twitter @foulmonkeys or jamesleroyfm.
You can also follow us on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. Spellmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yep.
And then do you have internet now?
No.
No, Monday.
I thought it was supposed to be live.
I'll tell you about that.
It was.
So, also be a fan of our Facebook fan page. And check us out.
And you guys, started Google Plus. That's awesome. We're going to talk about that on the next show. So if you, the show, Foul Monkeys has a Google Plus, and I have my own personal Google Plus. So just add me on either one if you have one, and then we'll go for now.
Yeah. So just remember, Foul Monkeys, we pay to have you like us.
Yeah, we pay. that should be our outro.
Yeah.
Who else pays you to like them?
Right?
All right, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Have a great week. Bye.
No, then we went to the movie. Then we went to the movie to see X-Men.
No.
We saw...
what the hell did we see?
What did
3D
XD?
Yeah.